Explore personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Can be Because you gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. Because you gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. You've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You are my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life. Change you have made in my life. What a change you have made in my life. You have replaced all the broken parts. Oh, what a change you have made. Just a word in a song that had been well overused, but now I'm joining in the singing, 'cause I found love's true meaning. That's why I wanna spread the news. What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You are my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made. Oh, what a change you have made in my life. What a change you have made in my life. You've
down deep in my heart since I found you. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Oh. Stuck on you, I found my place, and this is where I'm gonna stay. Now I'm on my way. Jesus, this is where I found the love and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. But now I'm on my way. I have found a new life. Saying, Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Cause I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. Deep in sin and falling deeper and deeper and deeper into sinful ways. But now I'm on my way. See, I have found new life. Thank you, Jesus, that I found you. Yeah, I have found new life. If you found a new life, lift your hand and say, I have found a new life. Oh, 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 oh. Say, I have found a new life. Mm-mm.
Amen. Amen. How many of you have been blessed by this remix?
Chose me, no one one likes me much. Oh, yet you liked me, Lord. Yet you chose me, Lord. And so with my life, I'll serve you now. This is how I will say thanks. Oh, 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 when you turn me inside out and you change me, give me brand new life, only you, the only one who won my heart that way.
Now, Peter, lover.
not stay. Peter, lover, he broke my heart. Oh, Peter, lover, the love gone bad. Ooh, so many boys, they were so nice. Ah, I thought it was love, oh yeah. Many relationships. When I needed someone to hold me so close, looking for love in all wrong places, I didn't know that I was deceived. Boys like Peter just would not stay. Relationships failing, and I could not understand it. Boys not staying, except the Lord builds the house they labor in. Them. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Love and peace I found in Jesus. Greater love is only found in Jesus. Whoa. Jesus, lover, the greater love. Jesus, lover, he healed my heart. Yeah, Jesus, lover, the greater love. You're my friends of peace. Oh, Jesus, lover. Oh, your love is greater. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you heal my broken heart. Jesus, lover, the greater love. Oh, mama. Jesus, lover, you're my friends of peace. Oh, Jesus, lover. Oh, Jesus, lover.
Every day.
down on my knees, praying here that your will may be done and your purpose fulfilled in my life. I will follow where you go, I'll follow. I will do what you say.
I will build your church. Whoa, all I want. Laboring will be traveling day and night.
20. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Now listen, we must instruct. Oh yeah, we must teach, exhort, rebuke, and preach the word with all long suffering and an anxious desire for the lost. We must be instant in prayer for the pouring out of the sweet Holy Spirit. Ready at 20, yeah. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20, I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. With all our might in promoting the gospel and the kingdom of our Christ. Ready at 20, I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20, I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. See, do not run away from him. A few more days, and our work down here will be done. When it's done for eternity. Your lifespan is irrevocable. It remains to be contemplated, yeah, through all eternity. Ready at 20, I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20, I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. To mend the days that are past, we must resolve in our hearts that each day will be met with usefulness. Each day must be clothed with a garment that we will love to wear for all eternity. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war. Ready at 20, I'll be ready at 20 for the work of God. I'll be ready at
Father, thank you for this opportunity we have this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, tonight, we are continuing on our journey of ministry. This is about ministry. If you are not interested in the ministry and reviving, don't come in the evenings. All right? 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Wow. Now, this is spiritual, totally spiritual. God wants us to be spiritual, and I believe that He's taking us further through spirituality. Now, if you look at the verse in your Bible, you'll notice that the word gifts is in italics. Have you noticed? In your Bible, not on the screen. Is it in italics? So it means that it's not there in the original, but the translators added the word to make the sentence make sense. Did you know that? It's one of the rules in the translation of the Bible. Once there's italics, it means it was added by the translators. All right? So, it says now, it actually means now concerning spirituals. I would not have you ignorant. So, we need to be very conscious of spiritual things. And you don't have to be ignorant. Very important. Okay? Now, the more spiritual you are, the greater your ministry will be. Now, one of the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal. Wow. Even as unto babes in Christ. Okay? Now, you would think that somebody who is a pastor is spiritual. But if I could get more of my pastors to be spiritual, I could get us to do more. Because things are spiritual. So I couldn't speak to you as I would speak to a spiritual person. So if you are here and you are interested in the ministry, I want you to decide to grow more spiritual. Because the more spiritual you are, the better it is for everything. So like I said, if I could get more pastors to be spiritual. Now one day I had two missionaries in my car, and I was driving with them somewhere. So I asked them, what do you do during the day? And one of them, you know, I don't know whether he was actually saying that, but that's eventually what we knew, was that he watches films till 4 o'clock. And then he goes for outreach at 4. So, I was a televangelist. Let's be serious. Spirituality is being more oriented towards spiritual things. You know, and I'm glad I'm educated. I'm glad I'm educated. Because when a spiritual person speaks, sometimes you get the feeling that it's because he's not been to school. That is why everything is spiritual. It's very spooky because he hasn't been to school. But I'm glad I've been to school more than most of you here, especially art students. I'm sure you are all here, art students. Huh? Social scientists. First Corinthians 3 verse 1 says, I couldn't speak to you like a spiritual person. I had to speak to you like a carnal person. Because you are not spiritual. Do you see? So that means in a church, you can have people that you can't speak to spiritually. You have to speak to them in a carnal way. Now that's real. Now look at verse 2. He explained it to them. I fed you with milk and not with meat. Many of us pastors are just dishing out milk. We are squirting our breast and milking you. Instead of giving you hard kebab. Because you can't stand pepper. And you can't stand meat. Most pastors with big churches have nice sermons that don't shake things up too much. And many people don't like to address things. Yeah. So you just sort of go around it. But you don't really say it. So I fed you with milk, which is soft. Nothing to like. And you bring it. And you say that it's something stuck in your teeth. The message is stuck in you. You couldn't go down. Later you had to spit it out because it was too hard. And he says, you are not able to bear it now to, you are not able to bear it. Verse 3. Now he says, he's proving to them why they are carnal. They are not spiritual. He says, for you are yet carnal, whereas there is among you envying, strife, quarrels, and divisions. Are you not carnal and walk as men? So once we are divided, it's a sign of carnality. Do you see? Why? Because the human nature divides. Just now we'll be divided into men and women. We'll be divided into every possible group. I tell you people, you don't want to even see what's happening in the political parties. Strife, envy. Why was he made a director? Why was he made a minister? Why was it? They are quarreling. I mean, both parties know that they are equally divided internally. Because they are just normal men. And not only Ghana politics. Democrats, Republicans, they are divided. Quarreling. So quarrels are a sign of unspirituality. Yeah. Look at it. Are you not Ghana? When there is envy and strife and divisions, are you not just carnal? It's the standard thing. So that's why the message on loyalty is a message which is anti-carnality. Yes, it actually drives out carnality. That's why, by God's grace, I don't quarrel with any pastor, man of God in this country and anywhere. No. Not that I'm good, but I'm just telling you that. It's one of that. Why should I quarrel with you? Never. Once you are preaching from the Bible, you are good. That's all. I like you. Even Orangus, I don't quarrel with them. From the beginning, I've always said, me, I'm nothing. Since you don't believe in me, go here. I also go here. That's all. Just go here, and I go here. Has been my policy. You don't believe in what I'm doing, I'm like this, I'm like this. Go here, I also go here. It has been from day one, more than 30 years. So that we go our separate ways, no quarrel. I don't believe in quarreling. And sometimes, unbelievers even quarrel less than Christians. Yes. I was telling one couple, they were quarreling, then they go and see this pastor, then they quarrel there, then they go and see this pastor. I told them, look, even unbelievers don't behave like you. You see, when Mandela came out of prison, and he saw that he didn't like the wife again. It's just, nothing. They are going here for counseling. Bye-bye. He went to another place. That's all. You see, Christians will do this tomorrow. This, before you feel, your whole matter or your sonny is every, you understand, sonny. Your matter. Matter means your matter. Your issues. All right? So, God wants us to be more spiritual. Why? Because, indeed, things that are happening in our lives are very spiritual. Like as I'm standing here, there are so many things around me. But if your eyes are not open, you will not see. There are so many things here. I'm not standing here alone. I'm not standing here alone. If you were the devil and you wanted to kill somebody, would I not be one of the people you would like to kill? Somebody who disturbs you. Huh? What do you think? So if God takes away his covering in one day, that's it. So, being spiritual, very important, rather than interpreting everything naturally. And I'm glad I've been to school, in a lot of school, and I've done a lot of exams. In medical school, we don't do this. You go to school for the whole year, then at the end, you do one exam. It's art students who do that. We suffer to, We suffer. Yeah. Those of you on this side. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Yeah. To be carnally minded. Like, you see, your mind is the central control box. it has two main inputs, one from the carnal and one from the spiritual. But it is the center on which takes the decisions. So the carnality of you inputs to the box and says, follow this way, it's sweet here. And then the spirit also inputs and says, follow this way, it's good. Now, when your mind is dominated by your flesh, which is largely your appetites and your feelings, it leads to death. Look at it. To be carnally minded is death. That's what it means. Like, your mind is largely influenced by your flesh. Or your mind is largely influenced by the spirit. Spiritually minded is life and peace. Lot of peace and a lot of life. Yes. So you have to decide which group is going to influence your mind more. The spirit or spiritual side or the flesh side. Now, until you die, you are going to have this conflict. Because, you see, God came down and took something low and breathed into it, which is like he kissed it. So you are made of something very low and something very high. And you always feel that combination in you. How many feel that combination? Most of the time. Even right now, you may be feeling it. Yes. There are some people, instead of enjoying the message, you are looking at, so it would have been nice to marry you. Instead of receiving the word, the lower part is speaking to the mind. Is it fine or no fine? No fine. Let's be serious. So, don't be worried. Am I smelling rain? Don't be worried about the low parts of you that seem to be mixed with the high parts of you. Because God picked the low sander, mixed it in his hand, and blew divinity. So there's a God spirit part of you, and there's a very unfortunate. Look, I'll tell you a secret. If it is confession of sins, if you don't stop, you confess, all your prayer time will be confessions. But it has happened to me many times. Just Lord, like you. One day the Lord was telling me the confession is too much. Even he had to explain to me that I should come into his presence with thanksgiving. And I, because the first thing that occurs to me when I come to the presence of God is to confess my sins. Lord, I'm back. And it's about the same thing. Have you experienced that before? Your boy is here. And that mixture is confusing. Yes. Very confusing. But you see, Paul said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The treasure we have, the anointing, is not in golden or silver or brass, but earth, of which you see the sand coming out. Can you imagine you are drinking water? Some of the sand has mixed. So sometimes when the preaching is coming or the ministry, some small sand mixes with the preaching, the ministry, and comes out. Yes, sometimes you see pastors after church on Sunday or Monday, they are walking and they shout. Daddy, what? No. I remember something I said yesterday during the preaching. Some small sand mixed with the and it, with the watch it, and then it's become. How many have beaten yourself before? Your life is mixing with some small sand. Hey! So now, this mixture should not confuse you. You are powerful. Yeah. Do you know that every time I watch a video, but sometimes I see a video or a picture of someone of service or crusade, I only remember troubles. Like, this is the trouble that was happening during this time. I don't remember anything else. Amazing. As you feel it. Now, because of this, it's very important to tune yourself to become more spiritual and go higher in spiritual things so that the flesh part doesn't spoil too much. All right? And one of the things that we need to do is to go into spirituals or spiritual gifts. Amen. So I want to just give you some quick, beautiful things that you need. Are you still in 1 Corinthians 12, where I told you to open at the beginning? Or you've changed your mind? Go back to 12. Wow. Now, notice verse 7, the manifestation or the phanerosis of the Spirit is given to every man. So there is nobody here who doesn't receive manifestations of the Spirit. Yes. Everybody is receiving manifestations of the Spirit. But most of the time you don't recognize it. The manifestation is given. Everybody here has manifestations. But you often don't recognize. I was reading Rick Joyner's book the other day, and he was saying that you can read it in the call, that was called The Call. He says, you can recognize my voice when you are talking to somebody, and you recognize my voice in yourself when you are speaking. Yes, he says, if you are sensitive, you will hear God speaking through you, and you hear God speaking through people who are talking to you. Yes, if you are sensitive. But if you are not sensitive, you like a child can speak to you, God will be speaking to you through the child. The manifestation of the Spirit. But you see, when you are carnally minded, you process everything carnally. You say, oh, this one by luck, this one is because of this, this one because of this. But if you are carnally, spiritually minded, you see things spiritually. Now, notice, and I'm going to give you a key. Verse 8. One person is given a word of wisdom, not a sentence. Not a sentence of wisdom or a book of wisdom. Just a word. Just one light. So that is one of the things you must look out for. Is the first one. Notice when God gives you a flash or a light. Speaks a word. And it just says it's given. And there's different ways it can be given. But to one, a word of wisdom. So expect. Because it happens all the time. Sometimes I preach the whole message, only one thing. Just one drop. I'll preach for 2 hours and just one drop for you. One thing. And that's what you should focus on. And you should go home with it and fight for it. The word of wisdom is the widest ranging gift because it can range from a child talking to you to a vision where you see Jesus Christ himself. Most people don't recognize the gift. You know, one day I spoke to a brother and I asked him, I said, I hear you say you've seen Jesus before. He said, yes. So I said, Jesus came. He said, yes. So I said, describe it, how it happened. And this time I made him give me the details. When he gave me the details, I said, if this is seeing Jesus, then maybe I've also seen Jesus. But maybe I'm expecting it in a way that if it doesn't happen, especially me, you know, the way I'm expecting Jesus is to come and pull a chair and sit down by me physically. Yes. And if it happens, you'll be the first to know. I'll tell you. Once he allows me to tell you, I'll come and I'll say it. You'll even be tired. How many are waiting for me to come one day? Wide-ranging gifts. Manifestation. Spirituals. And then another is to the word of knowledge. Now, wisdom is for direction always. Practical. Like last night, I had a word of wisdom. Last night, this morning, I woke with it. And I just told somebody what we are going to do about something. Yeah. Just came like that. Do this. I said, wow. I've never thought of that before. One day I had a little dream. You know, I have these very short dreams. Very short. It's like a short clip. It comes when I'm going to pray, not after. And I sit down, and it can just come like that. Very deep. And then something. A lot of little ones like that. God has spoken to me many times, like if I'm going to pray, he speaks to me before I go. Like, he spoke to me before I went. I said, but you have spoken to me, why am I going now? And then after. Yes. And many times, little, during. Yeah. That is a word of wisdom. Like when he said, give thyself wholly. That was full-time ministry for me. It was enough. I had a tipper truck. I called the driver. I said, come and park here. I showed him where to park at the airport. I said, park. They were selling cars. I said, park. It's over. It's over. Yeah, that was the end. That was the end of everything. I've never worked anywhere again since then. I've never done any business or earned money from any type of enterprise. Everything I have, including my shirt, is from God. Yes, directly. Give thyself holy. I was lying on my father's hotel. I didn't have even a house. He said I should give myself holy. And I was about, where will I stay if I give myself holy? Let's be serious. So a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge by the same Spirit. And then faith. I don't want to go into all these ones. Go to the next verse. And working of miracles, prophecy. But this one, because we've spoken about discerning of spirits. Now, what is discerning of spirits? Discerning of spirits are detecting spirits. Discern. Spirits. So that's why I started sharing with you about being spiritual and detecting spirits. Do you see? Now, there are many people who preach on television. When I listen to them, I can't listen. I am just unable to listen. And there are many people I can listen to. And you see, if you are not discerning, and the Lord told Rejoiner that many Christians, including ministers, are not discerning. So they can't see. what is going on. There's very, he said to him in the final quest, there is very little discernment in the church today. Very little discernment. Who is killing my volume? Be careful. Now, you must distinguish spirits. Now, one of the things that Jesus Christ did, which was not done by anybody, was to cast out devils. And the first preaching in Mark chapter 1, when he went to a synagogue, he found somebody who comes to church regularly. And as he was preaching, a man with an unclean spirit who has been attending church regularly cried out, "Leave us alone! Leave us alone! Leave us alone!" Has Jesus said, "I cast you out"? No, he was just preaching. So preaching attacks devils and attacks unclean spirits. Yes. That is why even if I don't lay hands on you and you keep sitting in church and trying to attempt, you see that evil spirits go out of you gradually. Gradually. And you see that you change. Some of you came with evil spirits from your community. Where you came from. Now, in Rick Joyner's vision, sorry if I keep mentioning his name, but I don't feel embarrassed in mentioning somebody's name. In Rick Joyner's vision in the Final Quest chapter 1, he shares about evil spirits sitting on Christians. And the spirits were leading the Christians to accuse, to fight, and to quarrel like this. So many things. Now, why will a demon want to sit on a Christian, especially on the shoulder? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2, 3. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, mighty, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. So thoughts. Now, if I'm with you, I don't want to point to anybody so that it doesn't become an example. But if I'm with somebody somewhere, and a demon enters the person's thoughts will change. So suppose I'm working with somebody who has a mind to harm me. It's the same as he has a thought, but it's the same as he has a demon. Yes, that's why he has that thought to harm me. Yes. So the thoughts you have show the spirit that you have. Oh, I'm wrong. I'm trying to help you to be spiritual so that you don't just think that it's just logic or it's just your way of thinking or your educational background that makes you think a certain way. The spirits. That is why the leaders of Europe and America who are promoting homosexuality in children shows you the spirit that is. That thought is in them and it's fixated. When you have fixated thoughts, that's it. It's a demon. That's why it's called a stronghold. It's not a thought that easily goes away. You can hardly find a white man who believes in God. A white man. You know, one time I was in Europe. It was Sunday. And I was just praying. Where I was just praying. Everybody in the area, Sunday morning, was also in the house. and my prayers, I started to just pray for the people. I stopped praying for church growth. I forgot what I was praying about. I said, I knelt down. I said, God, forgive these people. There is no God in their mind, and you can't even suggest it. And it's hard, though. So I want to say to you, anybody here who has a mind that cannot change. One day I was negotiating with somebody for a building to buy a property for the church. And I was discussing with a white man. And I talk and talk and talk, and he didn't say, I told him, listen, I have to leave. I'm going to my country. And I said, I hope you change your mind. And he said, what is the use of a mind if it cannot change? And he did change his mind. And I heard another quotation last week. Another stubborn man, also on the same topic. He said, it's only God who doesn't change his mind. Yes, I was amazed. It's only God who doesn't change his mind. But a man should be able to change your mind. It is when there is a demon that the normal ability to change your mind is gone. Are you listening? So, ladies and gentlemen, back to Mark. I'm talking about now concerning spirituals. I'm just talking about spiritual things. If you are carnal, you shouldn't have come. Yes. Back to Mark. He says, let us alone. All right. No, verse 23. Now, there was a man with an unclean spirit. Now, the word unclean spirit is interesting because you see the first mention of the word unclean. It's a New Testament word, unclean. Now, it is interesting to note that the unclean, people have often said, oh, it makes you unclean, it makes you immoral. No, because in the Bible, it says he cast out an unclean spirit and the death and that man spoke. So the unclean spirit was not making the man immoral. It was making the man not speak. Do you understand? So it's actually a description of a type of spirit. Now, in the book of Acts, Peter was praying. Do you remember the story where Peter was praying and he fell asleep? And when he fell asleep, he had a vision. And in the vision, he saw something like a sheet coming down from heaven. All right? Descending, a great sheet knit at the four corners, let down to the earth. Verse 12. All manner of four-footed beasts. Wild beasts. We are not supposed to eat the animals with certain hoofs. And they are all not supposed to be eaten. Creeping things. We are not supposed to eat lizards. We are not supposed to eat wall geckos. Snails. You can add snails. Creeping things. Don't worry, please. Crabs. I beg you, I beg you, I beg you, please. And fowls of the air. Wow. The next verse. Beautiful. And there came a voice to him saying, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And Peter said, not so. I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Do you see? What is unclean? These animals are unclean animals. Yes. Wild beasts and creeping things. And that is why some of you must watch wildlife to understand. You're not supposed to eat lions. You're not supposed to eat leopards, monkeys. That's what brought Ebola, all these things. So if we go back to Mark 1:4, the unclean spirits remind me of one thing, animal spirits. Yes. Animal spirits. And I don't know why people think that the devil looks like a man. And I don't know any picture of the devil in the Bible looking like a man. All the pictures that we have in the Bible of the devil are animals, starting from the old serpent to the dragon in Revelation. That in Revelation said that old dragon, that old serpent, the dragon. Yes, amazing. A dragon, a lion. Yes. The dragon, look at it, Revelation 20. He laid hold on the dragon. That old set. Now, dragons, I watched recently a documentary on dragons, like real dragons, real dragons. They are like huge lizards, which eat. Oh, I saw them eating a buffalo. I couldn't believe it. Dragons. Yes, it's in the world. They ate the buffalo live. A team of dragons. Yes. All these creatures, if your eyes could open, you see them. Now, I'll show you one characteristic concerning spirituals. You will notice that the characteristic of animals is their resistance to moving away from an area. They are very stubborn. Very territorial. If you've ever watched lions fighting, if you have the time to watch these animals, they fight bulls, cows, horses, zebras, lions, all fight. They do not want to move away from where they are. Even snakes, if there's a snake here, it will stay there. I wouldn't be surprised if we bury some snakes under here. They will stay. Everlasting. They don't want to move. Very, very territorial. So in Mark chapter 5, when Jesus met the man who was possessed with the devil and had a legion of devils, he met resistant, you know. He said, come out of them. And he answered, my name is Lee. What is your name? Now, when Jesus appeared to Kenneth Hagin, he told him, he said that, when I cast out the devil from the man, they did not want to go. So that is why I asked their name. That's what Jesus told Kenneth Hagin in the vision. So he said that when you are trying to cast out a devil, ask their name if they are not going out. So if you read this story, you see that before, he says, cast out their name. And he answered, my name is, and he asked him, if you read before. Yes. He said unto him, or if you look at another verse, he had said unto him, come out. You see, but he doesn't want to come out. Then the next verse. Then he asked him. After he has said to him, come, he's not moving. The Son of God has come. You see, there are problems that cannot easily be solved. And resistant to change. You see, demons are very stubborn and they impart stubbornness. That's why anybody who is stubborn is expressing a demonic nature. It's like there has, and I read in a Rick Joyner's book, he said that the demons impart their nature to people. So one of the natures demons impart is stubbornness. Wow. Concerning spirituals, I would not have you ignorant. You can title my message concerning spirituals. Now, he said, come out. He said, what is your name? He said, I can't give a particular name. And he answered, say, my name is Legion, for we are many. Verse 10. And he besought him much. You see, they pleaded. No! 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 Don't send us out of this place. That's the nature of all animals. That's why in Kenya and all these countries, you can have somebody who will be living here. When you drive a short distance, they say the lions start from here. You ask yourself, why don't they come here? Is it not true? You just drive a bit and say, the lions start from here. But somebody's house is just here. So they don't come here. They've wheeled on all the trees and marked where they are staying. To go out of that area will be difficult. Yeah. So, the evil spirits begged him again not to send them to some distant place. Go back to the King James. Now, Jesus made a compromise. And I tell you, this is one of the most amazing compromises I've ever seen the Lord make. And he must have had a good reason. It's like the force needed to move these demons is that it's not worth exerting it. Do you see? It's not worth exerting it. So they should just move next door to the animals. And that's why you must pray over every meal. Because you have no idea. Sometimes when you hear demons have entered them as their whatever. Yes. And you are just eating the chicken is nice, the kebab is nice. You won't pray. KFC. Look, have you ever wondered why almost every disease comes from what you eat? Almost every. Recently, I saw 60% of breast cancer from reduced weight, fat. 60% of breast cancer is cut off. Prostate cancer, all this is linked to fat. It's linked to weight, fat, just pure fat. Prostate, breast, the two commonest. From what you eat, almost everything from what you eat. Heart, disease, this, but the strange one is the cancers. Now they are saying red meat. Red meat, they say that it is a carcinogen. That means it causes cancer. Red meat. I mean, they came out clearly to say red meat, that's the one you've been eating. Cow, goat, sheep. Those are red meat. White meat is chicken, pork, and crocodile. Amazing. Now listen carefully. Are you listening?
Yes.
Concerning spiritual things, I don't want you to be ignorant. Anytime you see resistance and stubbornness, you are seeing this characteristic. So don't be stubborn. Do not be stubborn. It shows an impartation of demonic characteristics. That's all that it shows. What to you if you marry somebody who is stubborn? No. I mean, it is the work. You wouldn't believe it. Pray that you don't have to interact with stubborn people. You know, one day I misquoted a scripture. I thought I knew the scripture. Yes. Shall I tell you the scripture that I misquoted? I misquoted a scripture that says that, I said, stubbornness is as witchcraft. And I realized, 15:23, I realized I had made a mistake. Because when I went to look at it, I saw that, no, stubbornness is not as witchcraft. Rebellion is as witchcraft. But stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Now, all the sins in the Old Testament is like only stubbornness. And idolatry, like the idol worship, which brought all the troubles to Israel. All. It's the same as stubbornness. You see, stubbornness is the unique demonic characteristic which is imparted to people. It's the universal stamp of demon presence. All iniquity and all idolatry. The most abhorred sin that God hates. Look, God didn't say much about fornication, adultery, polygamy. In fact, he seemed to approve of it. And the Bible says we should even follow those who through faith and patience inherited the promise, including all the polygamists of the Bible. Let's be serious and follow what the Bible is saying. What he was very angry about was idolatry. That is what brought every problem. And he said, stubbornness is, it's not witchcraft. Don't say that a stubborn person is a witch. No. Stubbornness is like all the sins together and all the idol worship. So you may say, I'm not an idol worshiper, but you are stubborn. It's the same. Tell your neighbor, stubbornness has left me instantly. All forms of stubbornness have left me. Hey! Those of you whose mothers have been telling you, stubborn girl, you are stubborn. You know yourselves. You think we will tell you in church? It's your mother who will tell you. Or your husband. Or your wife. Stubborn. Oh, Twewa. Is that how they say it? Your ear is hard. The ear is hard. It's feeling hardness. Demonic impartations. Now, from this, I'm saying, my message is entitled Concerning Spirituals. Now, from this madman of Gadara, we know that mental illness is caused by demons. Now, one of the mental illnesses that I want to tell you about is what we call obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Now, the art students, those of you who did arts, once again, you are lost. You may be richer than we, the science students, but you are lost again. Now, in this particular personality disorder, there are 10 of them, but in this particular one, the person is resistant to change. Yes. Symptoms. I'm giving you the symptoms. Inflexibility. Inflexibility. These are dangerous psychiatric symptoms. Yes, it's leading us to a diagnosis. The presence of demonic impartations. Inflexibility. Resistant to change. They are bad signs. And you see, you see, all this you can say is psychiatry. I'm glad I went to school. I've been telling you from the beginning that I'm glad I went to school. Anka, you would be saying that I am a DNU, I haven't gone to school. Stubbornness is what you call it. I've also quoted personality. So do you know? That is what I'm saying. You don't know. Personal obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Go and check. You can put it up if you like. You see the symptoms. I'm talking about personality disorder. I'm talking about psychiatry. Mental disorders. And all this, you see, mental illness, it starts like a, you are sneezing, bad behavior. Like you are sneezing. Most mental illnesses are like bad behavior. Stubbornness, bad behavior, inflexible. That's it. Then when it grows. I have a friend like that. He had this with his wife. She was always accusative, talking this, why your mother is this, and that. And he was just, it was like a quarrel. And one day, she attacked on the carpet. She did something. And he was shocked. And he said, wow. That's what first, also a doctor, it occurred to him. Saka has entered the thing. You will never be called stubborn again after today in the name of Jesus. Concerning spirituals. I don't want you to be ignorant. I don't want you to be a psychologist. I don't want you to be a psychiatrist. I don't want you to have thoughts. I want you to tune, be spiritual about things. Don't just sit there. There are animals. The animals moving around. Can you imagine a lion, a spiritual lion, which has walked into your house? It's coming upstairs like this. Only that you cannot see. And you are even drinking tea. You are feeling free in the house. You are happy in the house. A spiritual lion has just walked through the doors. There are many things that Mark chapter 5 verse 5, when you see them, if you are spiritual, he says he was in night and day in the mountains. You know, why would you separate yourself to the mountains? No, we are here. You've gone alone into the mountains and to the tombs. These are signs of demonism concerning spirituals. I will not have you ignorant. Isolation, very dangerous. And then crying and cutting himself. You know, when you cry the first time, you should never cut yourself again. But you continue to do what is destroying you and hurting you and that makes you cry. Charlie, something that we need anesthesia. You dear, you are harming yourself. I'm not talking about what we all understand the things we are enjoying. We are enjoying them. I'm talking about the things which you don't like that hurts you. Destroys you, spoils you. It's Rambo and others who take needle and thread and be so. Are you Rambo? Then you are demon possessed. If you are not Rambo, then you are demonized when you are harming yourself. concerning spirituals, I will not have you ignorant. One night, I was praying somewhere through the night, in the middle of the night. You see, there were two rows of houses. There were two rows of houses. And there was a channel between the two houses. In the middle of that, I was sitting there praying. And I could see out. There was a row of houses. Suddenly, a chariot came with demons. And they came at top speed. Have you seen when a police car comes and comes to stop in front of a house? Just one chariot. Now, think about three or four demons. And then, and then they stop right in front of the house where I was. And they pointed at, this way it's coming from. Yes. And then turn around and went back. I will never forget. Demon police moving around. They have seen. This way it's coming from. So, concerning spirituals, I will not have you ignorant. God is making you. I wish my pastors would be more spiritual, that's all. You know, some of the people that are sending us missionaries, sometimes I just look at them and say, you know, I just wish you'd be more spiritual. And one of the things that makes you a spiritual person is just being prayerful for hours. See, it takes a lot to stay in one place for a long time. I see you put a personality disorder. Is that what you put it on? Put it on. Yeah. Oh, no. You should have brought the other one. Clear the team from there. I'm sure it's an art student who is controlling that one. So now, I'm sending you forth to be spiritual. Yes. You need it more than any. Just a spiritual person. Like, don't say you've been to school. And we have all been to school. Be spiritual. And you see, as for me, I'm not afraid of science at all. I'm not afraid of science. Anything scientific, bring it. It can never. It takes faith to not believe in God. You need a lot of faith. And you have to have so many things to prove. Yes. God is so real. And what can explain the state of things except demons? Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, from today marks your birthday of spirituality. You are declared a spiritual giant from today. Demons will not take you easily. From today. Sit down. In closing, one of the vivid, I don't know whether it's a vision or dream, so that you can't remember whether it's a vision or dream that I ever had, was when I was in school. You see, it was when I was in school that I learned how to go to the gardens and pray the whole day. Pray the whole day. I learned it in secondary school. I didn't learn it in university. I can lie on the bridge and pray the whole day. One day, I saw like a demon, a spirit. And it was withdrawn. And a more senior demon was brought. It was like, what I'm doing is very dangerous for this rank of demon to be assigned to harass me. So it was changed. Yes, I saw them changing. It's like, this was, actually they brought more than one. Yeah. That's why there was a time I asked people to pray at the Kodesh when we're having You May Scream. I said, pray about three devils that are following you. Yeah. There's a reason for that. Three. One, two, three. One day God showed me about seven evil spirits that were following me. I have all their names. I wrote all their names down. I bind them and curse them and burn them with fire. I pour fire on them. Eesh. Yes. When I'm praying, I burn them with fire. I pour fire, command fire to burn them. And I curse them. In the name of Jesus. It says you shall trample on the young lion and the adder. And trample on the serpent. This year, the guard, the demonic hordes that are following you, seeking for your weakness, they will have to change ranks to more senior ones because of your level of spirituality. Yes, this year. This year. Oh, I only wish for my pastors to be more spiritual. I wish you to stay at home and pray more. I wish you to pray for hours. That's all. Just stay and pray. You know, years ago when we started church, Prophet Kakra was one of the first, if not the first branch, actually. And I used to comment that the difference between him and the others is that, you know, sometimes I call him, say, well, he's in the house. He always stays in the house. But when I commissioned him to build, he didn't like it at all. Because he had to go out. Spiritual people, they don't like going out. Oh, you'd be wearing some type of shorts and moving in the house. Oh, shodalaba. Either watching videos, listening to messages, praying in the spirit. Yes. Concerning spirituals. Yes. And it lead to more fruits. Yes. It's our carnality that doesn't tap into the power that God has for our lives. Yeah. So I wish you spirituality. I wish you spirituality. Yes. Yeah. It may sound strange to you, but if you learn it, it's something when you learn how to be spiritual, you yearn to be spiritual. Anytime I go away to pray and I'm coming, it's like, it's like you are tearing me apart. I don't want to come home. Yes. I don't like it at all. I know the feeling. It's like I'm coming back to confusion and battles, issues, phone calls. You are declared spiritual. Stand to your feet. How many have enjoyed being in a spiritual meeting? Yes. You know, this is it's even more spiritual than the morning. Or the tone is different. I don't want to say that it's more spiritual, but it's different. The spiritual feeling is because there are fewer carnal people here. Fewer. Now, there are demons. In my new book on, Know Your Invisible Enemy, there are pictures that I want you to see, which I believe are actually pictures of demons. I believe they are. You must know the kind of beings that are after you. Can you imagine you pass by a lion in your house and you are drinking tea and stroking the lion? The lion is looking. is trying to even, it wants to even bite you. And you are also happy because you are so carnal. The lion must know that this house, it will be very dangerous to go there. Very dangerous. Lift your hands. Thank him for spirituality that is imparted into your life in a special way. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for the blessing of this moment. Now, I want you to select three names. He said, what is thy name? Three things that are following you. Listen, mention one. You see, the clearer your identification. Because if I shout, hey! Nobody here will come out. But if I call your name, you will come. So the more clear the identification is, the clearer and the greater the response is. Mention three things that are following your life now and bind them and curse them out of your life in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Andora Baba. Maria Dora Bona Lita Mandela. I know Mandela Mashandela Mandela 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 Thank you. Lift your hands. Father, we bind every inappropriate spirit that is following us for some years now. In the name of Jesus, every stubborn and unclean spirit that has decided to attach itself to our lives, we bind it in the name of Jesus. That Satan has occupied to torment us from that place, we curse that place in the name of Jesus. Come on! In the name of Jesus, you are declared free from every tormenting spirit. In the name of Jesus, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in the atmosphere of heaven. We declare bound three devils that are tormenting us in our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lift your hand in victory. Victory is declared over every stubborn spirit in your life. In Jesus' name. Stamp your feet like this. You are stamping out snakes, lions, dragons, and young lions. According to the word of God, Satan's power is crushed in your life in the name of Jesus. You are free from the serpent, from the dragon, from the lion, from the young lion in the name of Jesus. You are walking free from every power of wickedness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a shout and a clap of praise. Now, some of us have toyed with evil spirits, and by that, slight impartations have taken place into your nature. So you now have some demonic characteristics. And tonight, one particular characteristic is what? Stubbornness. It's a nature of unclean animals. Very stubborn. Lay your hand. Dismiss from your nature all forms of stubbornness and demonic impartations that have taken place in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on! In Jesus' name. Now, one day I heard Yonggi Cho saying something. You know, when he speaks in his Korean English, you you think it's funny, but he said, I cast the devil out in the morning and also in the evening every day. He said that that's what he does. You see, I think that demons are far more common than you think. Anytime you see the characteristics, accusations, temptations, lies, deceptions, stubbornness, shame and intimidation, murder. He was a murderer from the beginning. Killing, stealing, killing, destroying. You are seeing the devil at work. Fear. And sound mind. God has not given us, He has given us the spirit of a sound mind. Fear. Put your hand on your stomach again. Every temptation, accusation, deception, power, intimidation, wickedness of the enemy, come out! Stubborn spirit, come out of my life now in Jesus' name. Say, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free from evil spirits in Jesus' name. Those listening, receive your impartation of freedom from every type of stubborn spirit and stubbornness and wickedness of the enemy in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyke-Ward Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.